Well, Brother Slade, it is that time again, and I want to encourage all of our listeners that thank you for tuning in to this dynamic worship music. And believe me, stay tuned. We got some more coming up right after this message. But right now, we have a word from God. So let's get right into it. I want to thank you once again, Brother Slade, for inviting me. Thank you for having me. It has been a pleasure. We've been doing this for a while now. And I thank you for continuing to let us move forward with it. Well, my brothers and my sisters, let's talk today. That's right. I just want to talk to you on today. I have an encouraging message straight from heaven that God delivered just for you. Today, we're going to be talking about, as we've already said, that nothing just happens, that we have something to do on our part. Yes, we know that God shall supply all of our needs, but one thing we must know is that something must be done on our side. So what do I mean? What I mean is that nothing just happens. In order to receive what you desire when you pray, there must be a desire and there must be prayer. So what do you desire? What are you praying for in your life? What are your goals? No matter what, make sure that your goals are smart goals. Make sure that your goals are smart goals. One thing that I want you to know is that a specific goal has a much greater chance of being accomplished than a general goal. To set a specific goal, you must answer these six questions. We've all learned them in elementary school, but it's six simple questions. Who, what, when, where, why, and how? So, who am I to work with? Who am I called to minister to? What am I called to accomplish? Where? You must identify the location. When? Establish a target time frame to start and to finish. How? By what means and method will what I am called to be executed? How will I get it done? Why? What are the specific reasons? What are the purposes or benefits of accomplishing the goal? Why am I doing it? Why is it needed? Why is it important? What is the purpose? Why does it have purpose? Well, you may say, well, he said all of this, but what's his scripture? The scripture is a very familiar scripture, and it is coming out of the book of Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, and it reads as such. It says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain upon the tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. My brothers and my sisters, the one thing that I want you to know is that the specifics of a smart goal is that it starts with prayer. How can we make a truly smart goal without talking to and hearing from the God that knows everything? Number one, I need to watch and see what he will say to me, and that is what I will answer with when I am tested, when I am tried, and what I pray for does not arrive instantaneously. Therefore, I need to write down the specifics of what I hear. The specifics keep me from settling for less or being deceived by things that look kind of sort of like what I expect God to cause me to receive or achieve. What is your vision? What is your dream? What is your goal? Write it down. We examine the life of the prophet Elisha to see an example of reaching your goals. In 2 Kings chapter 8, chapter 2, verses 8 through 14, Elijah asked Elisha what he wanted. Elisha did not say, however you want to bless me. He was specific. He did not just want any anointing. He wanted the same anointing that was upon Elijah. He was so specific about the amount. He said he wanted a double portion. If we compare the number remembrance of the recorded miracles performed by Elijah and Elisha. Elisha performed twice as much. Even his death was not enough to stop his last miracle from coming to pass, as his bones brought someone back to life. You must not settle for less than what God has spoken to you. I want to let you know, as they would used to say, Brother Slade, you can't fall for the okey-doke by being deceived by counterfeits. We have to be specific. My brothers and my sisters, the next thing that I want you to know beyond being specific is being measurable. It can only be measurable if it is specific. Establish concrete criteria for measuring progress towards the attainment of each and every goal you set. When you measure your progress, you stay on track and stay encouraged along the way to what God has promised you. Elijah told Elisha that his request for a double portion of his spirit was a difficult thing, not because it is difficult for God to give, but because of the steps of preparation necessary to handle it. Elijah said to Elisha, Elisha had to stick with his endeavor until he saw Elijah go up. Elijah designated reference points and landmarks along the way so Elisha could see measurable progress. If you remember, over at Gilgal, at Bethel, at Jericho, in Jordan, Elijah gave Elisha the option of stopping his pursuit of what he was believing God for. At each of these points, there were other people that refused to go further. However, Elisha knew that at each landmark, he was making measurable progress. What we have to do is break our vision, our dream, our plan, or our goal down into several small tasks. I love the way that one of my ministers always tells me. They say, Pastor, there's only one way to eat a cake, and that's one bite at a time. Each task becomes another rung on the climb to success. Every now and then, instead of looking at how far away your goals seem, look at how many tasks you have accomplished. The saints of old will say, I'm not where I want to be, but I'm not where I used to be. One thing we have to realize, no matter what we're doing, we must be making measurable progress. So not only must we be specific, not only must we be measurable, but we have to be attainable. When you identify your specific goals and see measurable progress toward them, you are reminded that if God promised it in His Word, it is attainable. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think, according to the faith that is working in you. So don't shrink your goals down to where you can attain them. In fact, I encourage you just the opposite, because you grow to reach your goals. Your self-image is changed by what God does in you, for you, and through you. Just make sure your goals are attainable by making sure they fall in line with the promises of God, so God can perform it instead of you. Numbers 23 and 19 said, if God said it, He has to do it. If He has spoken it, He'll make it good. If it is based on a promise, a principle, and a precedence in the Bible, it is attainable. The Bible says that God is not a man that He should lie, neither the son of man that He needs to repent. That's how we know that God sticks to His Word. So not only must we be specific, not only must we be measurable and attainable, but we must be realistic. Come on now, my brothers, let's be realistic. To be realistic, a goal must represent an objective toward which you are both willing and able to work in good times and in bad. If you don't want it bad enough, it's not realistic. So I have to ask you, are you willing to do 20 to receive 20? Even when if you want 100, are you willing to give 100? If you want 50, are you willing to give 50? Are you willing to do 50 to receive 50? Are you willing to do 100 to get 100? Even when you don't see it happening yet, are you willing to do your part to reach your goal? A goal can be both high and realistic. You are the only one who can decide just how high your goal should be by deciding just how bad you want it. A high goal is frequently easier to reach than a low goal because high goals yield high reward. Low goals are simply take it or leave it goals. If it's take it or leave it, more than likely we'll simply leave it. We'll probably leave it. If you don't want it bad enough to work for it and wait for it, it's not a realistic goal. Next thing that I want you to know is that it has to be timely. A goal should be grounded with a time frame. It's not putting a time limit on when God has to come through. It's removing the option of procrastination for yourself. With no time frame tied to it, there's no sense of urgency. You must create artificial deadlines for yourself so you don't put off until tomorrow what you should have done yesterday. We often say we're waiting on the Lord when the truth of the matter is that God is waiting on us to do what we should have been done. We postpone during our part of participating in our own deliverance by saying, when I have more money or when I have more time. Ecclesiastes 11:4 says that he that observeth the wind shall not sow. He that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. The time to do what God has given us to do is usually now. Otherwise, God would have told you later. If God didn't want you to do it right now, he wouldn't have told you right now. The next and final thing that I want you to know, make sure that it is tangible. Make sure that it is traceable. A goal is tangible or traceable when it is undeniable and unmistakable that the hand of God is upon it because it looks just like what God promised. After the mantle fell from Elijah, Elisha could have just picked it up and put it on top of his own clothes, but his faith has not diminished from the time that he had made his request. He had not compromised the specifics of his vision, his dreams, his goals, and plans. He tore his clothes so that he could not settle back into his old role. Then he smote the waters of the Jordan River with the mantle of Elijah because he expected the same result as when Elijah did it, because that was the original goal. Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the substance and evidence. It is a spiritual force that manifests itself in a physical, visible, tangible way because it expects the inevitable, the supernatural, the intervention of God to show up in a way that looks just like what he promised. So it can be traced back to him and he gets the glory. My brothers and my sisters, we must set smart goals for God to get all the glory and our name to be put in the story because nothing just happens. My brothers and my sisters, that concludes our message for today. I want to encourage you, make smart goals, make those deadlines. Whatever God has put in your heart, it is attainable. Don't wait until tomorrow. Start right now. What's stopping you from right now? Don't give me any excuses. The only thing stopping you is you. My brothers and my sisters, I leave you now with the same gem that I leave you with every time. And I pray that you'll take this with you in the goals that you make. And that is simply this. The will of God will never take you where the grace of God cannot keep you. Be blessed, my brothers and my sisters. Until next time, I'm praying for you. I love you. I believe in you. Go forth and go in God.